My Father's Fortune by Michael Frayn. Read by Martin Jarvis. Homburg. The handle of my study door softly turns. I look up from my typewriter, startled. The two older children are at school. My wife's out with the baby. The house is empty. I'm working alone on the top floor. The door opens a few inches. Around the edge of it, with a certain deferential caution, comes a hat. A black Homburg. The year must be 1969, I realize from the internal evidence when I reconstruct the scene in my memory. No one round our way locks their front doors in 1969, but then no one still wears Homburg hats. I'm looking at the last Homburg in southeast London, perhaps in Western Europe. I feel a familiar touch of exasperation. Of course! Naturally! The black Homburg, just when I've got a chance to work undistracted. Why hadn't he phoned like anyone else? Why hadn't he rung the bell or shouted, "Anyone at home?" Why hadn't he at least taken his hat off? The hat is followed by a pair of spectacles, a hearing aid, a trim grey moustache, and my father's familiar smile, like the sun coming up. My exasperation evaporates in the warmth of it. 1969, yes, when I was writing my first play. It must have been. The good year, shortly before the end of his life. The year's reprieve between his first cancer and the second. He just happens to be passing, driving from somewhere in southeast London to somewhere...